Hello, everyone. It is the weekend motivator. So I want to talk today about accountability. Now, let me start with this. Number one, it is Friday and it's no makeup day because Chris and I are staying in tonight. So I am not wearing the makeup. We were thinking about going to Burger Republic, but it looks like our son is wanting to do work. Like, I'm getting text messages from everybody trying to explain how my evening is going to go. And so I think we're going to stay in. So I'm not going to wear makeup today and let that skin breathe. The other thing is there are people here installing a shower door. So you may be hearing a lot of noise in the background. So I apologize for that. But it is what it is today. I'm going to tuck my hair in here. So hopefully it won't fly in my face the whole time. So I usually like to like play with it. All right. So what we're going to do today is we are going to start with the shout outs and then we will get into some stuff on accountability. Number one is Amy McCoy. She said, Amy sat in a chair this week in a store and bent over and put on shoes to try them on. She could not do this at the beginning of her weight loss journey and also bought some cute tall wedges and wore them to work yesterday. So congratulations. I love love, love when we have these kinds of little celebrations. We have Joan Walker. She feels a lot better about herself. She has more energy and she sees she is not alone in her weight loss, which is good because we're talking about accountabilities today. Okay, I cannot wear my hair like that. It just is driving me crazy. It looks like horse shit. Valerie Bucci, in her words, I'm not in a fog as much, eating or otherwise. In fact, I noticed that my shower curtain has no lavender in it yesterday, and I've been buying lavender-colored matching towels for it the last 5 years. What the hell? But all kidding aside, I'm working my mental inventory so much right now, it's like I'm emerging from a tunnel into the light. Oh, that's awesome. And Beth Culver has learned that it is okay to fail. She has decided that each failure is really just part of honing her process that will bring her to her ultimate goal. She feels that her entire identity is changing. No longer thinking in black and white, she's learning to give herself some grace. And we also want to congratulate our newest Century Club members. So if you don't know, we have Queen's Club for anybody that's lost over 25 pounds. We have the Century Club for anyone who's lost over 100 pounds so far in PNP. And I forget how many we have in the Century Club now, but quite a few. We have Sabine Finley and Kristen Ballou. So congratulations, ladies. I know not everybody joins PNP and will be able to be in the Century Club because not everybody has 100 pounds to lose, but I just had to have an award that goes out for people who lose 100 pounds since I did. So it's just, to me, such a big effing deal, and I think it's just neat to have it. All right, so today we're going to talk about accountability. Let me go up to my notes. So accountability is important, and I think it's one of the keys to PNP. So I want to say this first and foremost. A lot of you join and, you know, we talk so much about being a tribe and being a community and all this other stuff. Now, you do not always have to be posting and stuff to feel a part of the tribe. Feelings are always generated by our thoughts. You get to feel a part of the tribe. You get to feel good, connected, and all that kind of stuff because you think I'm in the right place. Or because of the things that you choose to see. It's not that, you know, well, I don't feel connected because people aren't coming. I used to tell my mom this. So my mom's such a good example. She always wanted to meet a man. But she didn't want to go out and do any of the work. Like, she didn't want to go on Match.com. She didn't want to leave her house. She didn't want to go to the grocery store and make eye contact with someone. And I said, okay, so you want to meet somebody? By, I guess they're just going to start knocking on your door and showing up and being like, here I am, ready for you to love. It's like, it doesn't work that way. If you want to feel connected and you want accountability and you want partners and stuff like that, guys, you have to reach out. Like, we're not sitting around going, I sense someone doesn't have a partner. Like, that can't happen. What does happen, though, is if you want one, we will find you one. And we will keep finding, and we will keep looking until we find the right one. It's just like, I want you guys to think about, even though we're amazing in the tribe, it doesn't mean that every time you get into an accountability group or every time you get a partner, that they're going to fit like a good pair of jeans. It just means you're going to try on a lot until you find the right pair. So sometimes right out the gate, you get amazing accountability partners. And sometimes right out the gate, you guys just aren't a match. That doesn't mean anything's wrong with either of you. You just hadn't found your jam. So I think everybody has to be open to that. You also have to be open to the idea that if you want one and you don't have one, that they're not going to just fall out of the sky like the tree and the wizard, or the house and the Wizard of Oz. Like, if you want one, you have to make the effort to get one. That's going to be you overcoming some discomfort and saying, like, I'm going to ask for one. I keep seeing all these people talking about how key it is to their weight loss. One of the big factors in, like, if you feel like you're alone in weight loss, one of the best ways to overcome that piece is to find some accountability partners to prove that you're not alone, to start seeing that you're not, crazy and all the stuff you think. I just think accountability partners are so great, whether you do a small group or you have one person or whatever it is. Now, that doesn't mean everybody has to have one. Not everybody has to have one. But don't sit around and not have one because you're afraid you can't find one, because you're afraid they won't like you, or none of that bullshit. If you're so confident in yourself and whatnot, that is the way to do it. But if you're not, that is a terrible excuse for not getting one. It's reinforcing your belief that you're alone in this journey. That's all it does. So let's talk about some of the things you need to know. Number one, your needs from your groups may change. What I have watched over, like, we've been really heavy into accountability groups for over a year now in Tribe. So we've always had groups, but we've really been working on it as a part of like a fabric of everything that we do. In terms of, like, you know, we just know that connectedness, it has a lot to do with what helps people, like, lose weight and feel like, I don't know, like they're part of something more. Like, we're not just here to just get some pounds off. And so about a year ago is when we really started diving deeper into it. It may even be about 18 months ago. And so one of the things that I've watched over the time is that you'll start off with a group, and eventually at some point, either you'll outgrow your group and you're ready for a next level group, or all of your lives are just in a different season at some point and it's just time to change. I have had that happen with me several times in different groups that I belong to. I have recently left a mastermind that I loved, was full of my friends and stuff, but I just knew that I was at a different place and I wasn't helping them or me by staying. And so I moved on and I didn't feel bad about it. And I'm still friends with all of them. I just gracefully left. I just said, I love you guys, but I'm now going to make space for something else. And that was it. And I think that one of the things that I love about PNP is that we give you the opportunity to practice being able to, leave people. Being like, I think if you'll look at accountability as a way to like practice this in your real life, almost all of us, when we start losing weight, start noticing we have friends or we start having people in our lives that are like, why did I have them to begin with? Or they've run their course. Or you start noticing the only reason why you have them is because that's your eating buddy. And if the only thing that you two have is bitching, moaning, gossiping, and eating, when you take away the eating, you probably don't want to sit there and bitch, moan, and gossip anymore. You know what I mean? So it's like, what you want to do is like, use this as a way to like say, okay, I'm going to practice self-advocacy here. I'm going to practice, like, I'm going to leave on a good note. I'm going to just be honest. Like, this is what I need right now. And I can see how this could benefit them too. And so like, just know that as you go along, your needs will change. Sometimes you outgrow your group. Sometimes it's just like that whole idea is just a different season. You know, one, you'll have a group that, you know, just really wants to work on the four basics. They don't have a lot of mental drama. You might be the one that's like, I got relationship issues. Like, I got the things. And you'll want to find a group where you can, like, really work on some of your deeper level stuff. Because not all groups want to work on deeper level stuff. They're just like, yo, we are accountable. Like, we're going to check in after we finish our plan, and that is all we're doing. And that's fine too. So it also, like, it ties into the idea of not only is it like, do your needs change and it's okay to leave, but it's like, it helps you also trying on a few groups, figuring out what you actually do want. It's kind of like going and looking for a house. You rarely just like walk into one house and be like, this is it. Let me plunk down some, you know, a few hundred K and buy this. Most of the time you go and you look at a few houses. Or like if you, like if you're my age, you've lived in a few houses now and you kind of know what you really need. It's like that first house, man, it looked and smelled good. It just seemed like it was going to be the dream house. And then after you live there a little bit, it's like, oh my God, why didn't I think about these things? And then eventually you start noticing the things that you actually need. So think about with your accountability groups. Do not always think of them as, you know, this is my ride or dies until the day I die. They may be. And I think it's amazing if that happens. But I also like to think of the idea of like, I'm going to be in this group for like, if you're newer to doing accountability groups and partners, come up with an agreement that you guys are going to like within 30 days or 60 days, evaluate what you, you know, what's going on and like what's working and what's not working for the two of you and have that honest conversation. Do this in your groups. I don't care how long your groups have been around, guys. It's always good to do an evaluation every now and then of like what's working and what's not working in our group so that everybody can have an honest conversation and fine tune it and tweak it and make it to where it's working for everyone. And you have to compromise. You have to speak for your needs. You have to do a lot of the things that you guys eat over in your real life rather than just doing in your real life. You eat to distract yourself from having to deal with this stuff. So accountability groups are also a really good opportunity to practice some of those skills that you know you need to take into your real life and do it there first to see that you don't die or get pregnant and the world doesn't end and people don't hate you forever. Because I know how y'all's brains work. You think if you're going to tell somebody you ain't going to eat a piece of cake, oh, they're going to hate me forever and disown me because I know that they slaved and toiled over it for 3 days in their hot kitchen with no air conditioning. It's like our brains are the most imaginative bullshit things that ever lived. Your job is to rein in the imagination and tell it like it is. And then the last thing, set your group's focus and have everyone agree that after 30 days, that they're going to either continue or not. So what I like for you guys to do is to think about this. Like when you're in a group, I just am a big believer on everybody having goals and somewhere, like I want y'all to think about goals. Goals are what you like identify as the marker as to where you're going, right? It doesn't mean that like you live and breathe the goal. Once you've set the goal, you have to quit thinking about the goal. Like, you can believe in it. You can think about it once a day and whatnot. But the rest of the time, you're thinking about all of the actions that are going to be required to get to the goal. And the goal just kind of keeps you like focused and not drifting and wandering off. As a group, decide what your group's goal for the month is. You know, what, you know, how many 24-hour plans are you guys going to make? How many miles y'all going to walk this month? How many ounces of water are y'all going to do? Like, start coming up with some group challenges in your groups and report in and be freaking honest and don't sit there and let people be like, well, that sounded good, but I had some life get in the way. Y'all need to call each other out. Life doesn't ever get in the way. Life happens. You have thoughts about it and feelings and actions. That is how it always works. You may choose, like, guys, I want y'all to hear me on this. You may, like, let's say your husband, like, has emergency surgery and is going to be at home recuperating for 2 weeks. And your goal was to, like, your group's goal was, let's say, y'all going to walk 3 miles a day, no matter what, every single day. You never are going to say ever again, life happens. That's why I didn't walk my 3 miles. No, you're going to be a grown-ass woman and you're going to say, my husband had emergency surgery. I chose to not walk the 3 miles. I mean, you may walk them, but a lot of you think it's either life happens or I do it. And it's like, that is such a blocker from losing your weight. And in your accountability groups, that's the stuff that you need to be like reminding people of. And y'all ain't got to get up in everybody's grill like I do. Some of you are good at it. Some of you maybe take a softer touch. Everybody knows how I am. But think about this. When somebody is saying life happens, just remind them. All right, let's get it down to what actually happened. So your husband had emergency surgery and then you decided what? because that's the reality. And what we always want to be doing is getting into that ownership mode. So when you guys are working with each other in your groups and stuff, one of the most valuable ads that you can have in your accountability group is never letting someone blame a choice on anything. Doesn't matter what their choice is. There's no right or wrong choice. There's just these choices that are made. And I want all of you to start learning how to just own the choices. It's like, I overate because I chose to. When my husband called me an asshole before he left for work, I decided right then and there I was eating. Had nothing to do with him. It had everything to do with I didn't like being called an asshole. So I decided to eat about it. That is such a different mindset than someone who's like, it just hurts so much. He called me an asshole. I don't know if I can do this. And the next thing I knew, I was face down in a donut. It's like, okay, that's victim mentality. You'll never lose weight with that, ever. Thinking that husband's words and all that kind of stuff has anything to do, yeah, it may have hurt, but just say like, I don't fucking like that. That hurts. And you be in that space. That doesn't require a donut. When you're actually upset and you're like, no, I own this. It ain't because he's an ass. It's because I think he's an ass. That's what's going on here. And I'm real clear on it. Most of you, what you're doing, though, is you think he shouldn't say that. I'm a delicate flower. I can't handle my emotions. And so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to gin some shit up by thinking I can't handle stuff and eat a donut because of it. We are not wilted flowers in PNP. And if you think you are one right now, or you're just like, oh, that sounds like me, we're going to learn how not to be that person. And it always starts with this. You need an accountability group who are going to tell you when you are thinking your life or someone else or a circumstance is causing you to eat. And this is key for everyone, especially because this was model week. All right. Things happen. You always think something. Whatever you decide to think about that thing that happens will always trigger your feelings. If you guys can just connect that small piece right there in the beginning, it's everything. Don't worry about getting models correct and stuff. I just want you guys to be in the space of there are things that happen. There are words that are said. There are experiences that will be had. There are pasts that have been lived. And I will be thinking something at all times about that. My brain is wired to judge it and to evaluate it. And those judgments and those evaluations are always what cause my feelings. From this point on, I will never, ever, 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 ever think someone hurt my feelings. I may feel hurt because of what I think about what somebody said, but that's a whole different scenario than somebody said something and I got hurt. Taking that piece of ownership right there, guys, I promise you, is everything for taking control over everything that goes in your mouth. When that piece happens, saying no to food urges, saying no to overeating goes down dramatically or goes up. Like you have the capacity to do it. And you don't stimulate yourself to needing to eat, because if in the past you've always ate when someone hurt your feelings, guess what? If you think food's required when your feelings are hurt, then every time your feelings are hurt, whether somebody did it or it was your thought or whatever, you're out of control. You have to break the tie. And we'll be talking a lot about that next month, because we are going to be talking, we're going to spend a month on a concept called buffering, which just means we are going to learn how to stop saying no to urges, to overeat, to overdrink, whatever you over. But buffering is the concept of when you are doing something like eating to compensate for anything. Like basically it's like saying I either can't handle something, or I don't want to face something, or I just don't want to break my habits around eating. That's all it is. And so we're going to really focus on, in fact, I'm working on it today. I have a lot of work I'm doing on it. So it's going to be really, really good. All right, let's see. Some of you guys are searching for accountability partners in there. I love it. Let's see if there's any questions and then we will get out of here. Let me find my channel. Got like all the screens up right now. Hang on. Is it okay to plan a healthy snack while making dinner instead of grab-assing? I would much rather you plan to have the snack, but here's the thing. When you plan to have the snack, you still have to ask yourself, am I hungry? If you're not hungry, like the planned snack, what it will be the trigger to make you conscious so that you're not just grabbing food. Right now, without that planned snack, what's happening is you're making dinner, you're probably just popping it in your mouth without really thinking about it. When you have a planned snack, I want you to plan it and I want you to have it out on the kitchen counter. That's the only food you're allowed to have. And you have to ask yourself, am I hungry? And if you're not hungry, leave the food out and don't touch it. Like, figure out how to be with it without eating it. It will be a little uncomfortable, but it will be an amazing experience for you. And do it as long as you need to do it to where you get to the point to where you're noticing that you're not wanting to grab at that. Because if you're not wanting to grab at that, you're probably not going to want to be grab-assing anymore either. Okay. Looks like I got another question coming in. Any pose suggestions for headshots? I need a good angle. You should have, your photographer should know, but it just depends on your face. Like, you know, everybody has good sides, bad sides. Some people do really well with a front shot. Some people don't. Like, if you notice, a lot of my pictures are like this. I tend to like to look to the side and down. The main thing is, like, don't do this. You know, always make sure that you kind of, like, put your face out just a little bit. That will take away some of the chin. It always looks better. Like, if I sat here and did this the whole, I mean, y'all look at that. I mean, I look like I'm all chest and a tiny ass head. But if I lean in and bend over, it's a whole new look for me. Let's just all imagine I look like this at all times. But basically what I would do if I was you, I would put get your phone, put it up on a windowsill or something. And then I would just film and I would just look into it and I would play with all kinds of angles and stuff and see which one looks the best. Watch the video and freeze frame it and you will find your different poses and sides that you actually like. This isn't a question. Does anybody have any questions? Somebody said, I'm terrible at accountability. All right, stop thinking that. You're not terrible at accountability. You're learning how to be accountable, period. That's just never going to be a helpful thought for you. It's not even true. Here's the thing. There's a difference between a fact and truth. Could you go to the Supreme Court and be like, hey, I just want to let you know I'm terrible at accountability. Can you rule in my favor? They would be like, no. What's the definition of terrible accountability? Like, you can't win that argument. And there's no sense in even, like, I am statements always need to be in the positive. If you're ever going to say I am something, fucking do it right. Like, I'm going to tell all of you to do that. Never say, I am lazy, or I am terrible at accountability, or I am an overeater. No, your brain cannot afford to hear that stuff. You know why? When it hears it, it's like, would you like me to store that in your habit center so that at any time you need to access it, I can just send you that information? Because if you're if your thought is I'm terrible at accountability, guess what? The first day that you don't check in on time, see, I'm just terrible at accountability. It's like, no, you didn't check in on time. It doesn't mean you can't check in later. It doesn't mean you can't keep going. But if you keep living into the idea that you're terrible at it, you'll never get better at it. Decide what good accountability looks like and live up to that. Don't just sit around in your shitty ass diapers, guys. If you don't like how you are at something, quit talking about how bad you are at it and start deciding, this is the way I want to be. How do I live up to that? How do I start living into it? How do I start making strides to get there? How do I learn to be that person? You guys spend so much time declaring your shittiness all the time. I go through that Facebook group and I'm like, do they even listen to my podcasts? Do they even listen to my videos? Like, seriously, I don't get frustrated with you guys, but I sit there and I see it and I'm just like, shit, they really need to hear this. Y'all need to hear. You have got to start defining who you want to be and where you're going way more than you like spend thinking about how fucked up you are. That's never going to serve you. Like, I want all of us to sit around and think like, has all the time that I have sat around in my years on this earth spending way more time thinking about Well, I fail at this. Well, I'm no good at that. I'll probably never be able to do that. I'm terrible at this. All that rumination that we do, has it gotten you where you want to go? Probably not, because you're all in here. Like, I wish for the day that someone joins PMP Tribe and says, you know why I joined? I just was listening to your free content all the time. My life, like, it's all together now. I have no problems. I just think I need to pay you. Like, charity? No, everybody joins because they know there's something to work on. So let's work on things. Let's not fiddle fart with all the bullshit of our past and what we think we are today. If you don't like, if there's something that you're not doing good enough, say at one time, like, this is no longer good enough for me. I don't tolerate this kind of bullshit for myself anymore. Here's the person I want to be. Now I'm going to get this accountability group. I'm going to declare it to them. Like, here's who I am now. And I would advise all of you, this is such an amazing exercise, to declare out loud to other people, this is who I am. And make like 10 I am statements. And then you read that shit into your Marco Polo groups. You type that mess out to you. If you're in Messenger, you type that shit out. You send it to other people and you let them know. And then that lets you know. It also lets them know when to call you on your bullshit and say, like, I thought you were being this person. What you just said, not that person. So get in alignment. Come back and say it a different way that aligns with the version of you told me you want to be. How do I initiate sharing in the group and pushing past my BS if not wanting to? You share in the group and you push past the BS if not wanting to. There's like, Sierra, seriously? You think there's going to be some thought I'm going to give you? It's like, oh, that makes it easy. Oh, all the discomfort's gone. No, that never happens. It's like, you need to get over why you don't want to share with them. It's like, initiating would be easy if you didn't have some bullshit thought about what they're going to think. Uncover the thought that you think that they're going to think, and then just say, not good enough anymore. Because whatever thought you think they're going to think is just the one you keep carrying around, and that's all that's happening. If you're in a group and notice someone not showing up, how do you help them without being overbearing? Here's the way that I would do it. I would just, like, first of all, if they're not showing up, like, they're not responding or replying, there's two types of not showing up. Number one is they're not showing up to how I think they should. You don't get to do that. That's not your role. The accountability groups are there for you guys to just, like, hold each other accountable, which means, like, tell me what you need. And that's what I would do. There's no, like, guys, I really want you guys to understand this. If you think they're supposed to be a different way, the problem is with your thoughts. You have to let people have their own journey. Now, if they're just not checking in and they said they wanted to check in, you go to them privately and you just say, hey, you joined our group. You said in the beginning, this is what you really wanted. I just want to let you know I'm here for you. And we would love to have you share. Just and be done with that. I want you guys, and if you ever are, like, really confused about it or something, then just put something in Ask Coaches. Go over to pnptribe.com. Talk about what's going on and put it in Ask Coaches, and they'll even give you some advice. Because if you post it in Ask Coaches, nobody's going to know who it is unless your username is your actual name. The only thing that we do over in Ask Coaches has your just your username for PNP Tribe. And a lot of you have, like, you know, Turtle2007 as your username. So nobody knows who Turtle2007 is. So just, you know, you can always post it over there and let the coaches kind of say, like, here's how I would handle it. Is it just data? It's just data thought seems like complete BS when weighing in. What is the in-between thought? It depends on what your thought currently is in order for me to get you an in-between thought. If your current thought is, no, it's bullshit. I'll tell you what this is, everything to me. The ultimate indicator of how I know whether or not I'm successful or not. A lot of you, this is the problem you have. You think the number represents whether or not you're doing good. It's usually coming back to, I'm either good or I'm not good enough, one or the other. And the number can't ever define that. Guess what it can define? How much you weigh today. It's a reflection of your actions. It's an indicator of how you can show up for your best self this next week. That's it. I was just coaching someone earlier about this, and she has a lot of stuff around the scale. And I just said, that number literally, like, you need to get on there and you need to say every single day, the only option is to use the number on how to make the best decisions for me today. That's all the power I'm now giving that scale. You got to be firm with it. You got to, like, not allow your BS. You got to be like, yeah, and if I don't believe it, I need to call myself out on trying to hang on to some kind of idea about the scale that has never helped me in my past. And let me tell you, it will never help you in your future. One of the easiest ways for you to be able to make your weight loss harder is to mentally exhaust yourself by letting the number on the scale define you morally as a person. So if the number means you've been good this week, you've defined yourself morally as a person based upon how much you weigh. Your brain knows what's going on. Your thinking brain needs to catch up to the bullshit that it's talking about. That's your job. So when you get on the scale, you need to make sure that you, like, before you even get on, like, you don't have to say it's just data. You can just say, this is the exact shit that's going to tell me how to behave the rest of this week. Am I going to still show up for my 24-hour plan no matter what? If I'm up or down, am I still going to make my plans? Am I still going to do my assessments? Am I willing to still do my hunger scale? Am I willing to not shit all over myself with judgment no matter what the scale says? And the answer better be fucking yes. If it's not, don't get on the scale. Until you keep thinking things like that to get on the scale in that mindset, that's how you change your relationship with it. I am sure that the guys who are installing the shower are having an amazing time listening to this. I heard one of them laughing a minute ago. I just roll no matter who is in this house. I spend so much time thinking about how long my journey will take. What is a good thought to replace it with? What am I doing today? I'd ask a question. Say, if I got time to be thinking about how long it'll take, I got more than enough time to be thinking about what the fuck am I doing today? Because what I'm doing today will, for fuck sure, tell me how long it's going to take. And you need to, like, ask yourself, like, if you're, this is what happens. If you're in a hurry to get there, that's because you're not enjoying it today. You got to enjoy it today. Otherwise, you're not going to enjoy it when you get there. It's going to feel worse. You know why? Because you're going to have moments where you go shopping and it's like, oh, I'm amazing. Look how small my clothes are. And you're going to have moments where you get on the scale and you're like, oh, I'm amazing. Look how small I am. You're going to have moments. But you're not going to have all day, every day, thought patterns that serve you. Because when you get there and you're still nitpicking your body and you're still wondering why your life hadn't changed, why all the men ain't falling at your feet, why that one lump on your thigh didn't go down because you lost all this weight. Like, when you're going through all that, you're going to be like, what was all this for? You need to be talking to yourself on the daily about the amazing things you're doing for yourself. Highlighting your highlight reel every single day. Like, just swimming in the goodness of you. And y'all, that is some work. A lot of you don't do that. And you're like, well, I don't know about all that cringe. It's like, yeah, no wonder you want to get to the end. Because you think, this is what you think. When I get there, that's when I get to do all that. Because I will have deserved those thoughts. You deserve those thoughts now. And you need those thoughts now more than ever. You're not going to need those as much then. You need them now when the urges are coming, when you want to break your plans, when it feels so far away. You want to know that you're, like, doing shit for you. All these accountability groups, this is what I want you doing. And want you guys, like, making sure that every day, like, a lot of these groups, people are just in there bitching like it's just the news. Here, let me just give you the highlights of my shitty day. It's like, no. Have a week, nobody gets to bitch. Like, this is bitch-free week. You know what we're doing? We're doing a bitch fast. We're going to spend a week telling about our day as if it was supposed to happen this way. Here's the stuff I learned. Here's how it's making me a better person. Here's how I know it will one day be everything I needed. Do a week of that crap. You will change a lot. I think all of you should be doing that. I'm having trouble with victim mentality because of my past. How do I accept my past, move forward, and give myself some grace? You got to just shut it down. First, you got to quit talking about it. Never speak of your past again. Have you ever heard of me, like when we are on the calls, and I'll like, stop telling me your backstory. I don't need your backstory. Whatever's going on today, that's all I need to know. You know why? Because whatever's going on today, that's the shit we'll fix and we'll move on. All that other stuff, that's called taking the long way around getting to where you want to go. It's like saying, here I am on my way to work. Oh, there's construction on the interstate. That's the way I want to go. Waze don't take me on the shortcuts and reroute me. I want to go the long way. It's like, one of the things that I would do is like, look at your past and just say, I refuse to be a victim to it anymore. I'm victimizing myself. Nobody's victimizing me but me every day. When am I going to get an ass full of that? I think my ass is full right now. I'm ready to get out of this. And then like the best medicine, literally, guys. I mean, I think that if you have something traumatic in your past and you need to go therapy and rework that shit out, fine. But for most of us, what we really need to do is quit spending all of our energy and effort on it. And thinking that at some point that we're going to change it, or that we're like I love it when somebody has been abused from their past and I'm like, okay, so, and their mother is still living, right? And I'm like, all right, so if we go to your mom and she suddenly has a nervous breakdown and says, all the guilt and remorse is now on me. Now I feel like shit. I was like, do you feel better? Are you now going to be able to lose weight? Is cake going to be less delicious? Like, your mom is sobbing. Oh, well, now I don't need nachos anymore. Now I can just eat healthy foods. Salads look amazing. Y'all are commingling that they have something to do with one or the other. It's like, no. Stop talking about your past. Like, do a past fest. We got our girls who are going to do a bitch fest. Or bitch fast. Now you're going to do a past fast. Try going 2 weeks without talking about it and without thinking about it. What do you have left in your life if you're not living in your past? You know what you have? The problems of today that have nothing to do with your past. You keep bringing them along to try to explain them so that you don't have to like stop eating or stop drinking or stop doing whatever it is you're doing, or just admit, I don't like my job. I thought it was because, you know, when I was 11, something happened to me. No. It might be, like, for some of you, it's like, sometimes some of you guys are actually in jobs, and you think your boss is an ass, and you think, like, and you tie it to your past somehow, and then when you quit thinking about your past, you start realizing, oh, I didn't realize, I wasn't even showing, he's kind of right, I'm not the best employee, maybe I should step up my game. That is a hard thing to admit. But you don't have to admit or even look at stuff like that. You don't even have to look at where you might not be 100% if you're diddling somewhere. It's a nice distraction. It just, one, the more you go to your past, the more it has donuts involved. And the more you go to your past, the less you have to look at what you've got to work on here. So just separate them out. Just cut yourself some, like, if you have a past where you cause the pain, then just be like, you know what? And that's not the version of me anymore. And I do feel bad that I caused pain, but I'm moving on now. And if you need to write some stuff by, like, sending some letters or whatever, feel free to do all that. But do it because you're putting it to rest, and then move on. Let's see. PNP and intermittent fasting is working well for me. Still trying to figure out whether coffee with MCT cocoa butter and chocolate collagen powder, about 300 calories, is breaking my fast in the morning. Don't typically eat a meal until 11 or after. So you have, what do you have in there? Collagen? No, that's fine. As long as you just have MCT, cocoa butter, and that. And I don't give a fuck if it's about 300 calories. Why do you? I like how you, exclamation point. It's like 300 calories. Okay. I want to know the next meal, are you hungry or not? If it's working well for me, why the fuck are you freaking out with an exclamation point about 300 calories? I want you focused on, like, I would love it to be like, and it's 2 o'clock, I'm not hungry. Like, let's be that way. Do not freak out about calories. We don't count calories here for a reason. It doesn't matter. Your stomach will let you know when you're hungry. Your stomach will let you know when you're satisfied. Honor that. Okay, I think that's it. Looks like all the questions. All right, guys, we are going to do buffering next month. I know it's like only halfway through this month. We're finishing up self-love for this month. So the back half of this month, it's going to be great. Because this month, what I've taught you how to do is like actually love yourself and build up some confidence. Because next month, we're working on urges. And we're not going to eat when we have urges. We're going to do a month of really getting comfortable with them. So here's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to explain to you why they come. I'm going to explain to you some backward ass thinking we have around them. And then I'm going to teach you how to stop responding to them. Now, I do not want anybody asking me, what is the thought that's going to make these urges feel so much better? Let me just tell you, if you keep eating shit, it's going to feel like your skin's burning off for a few days. It's going to be super uncomfortable, but you're going to understand why it's uncomfortable. As of right now, all you understand is the bullshit crazy your brain sends you. So we're going to learn how to separate some stuff out so that you can at least be uncomfortable with an understanding of why it is and not just like you're just holding on for dear life waiting for all this to pass. So we're going to spend a whole month on that. And then in July, it will be the gift of fat month, which means that we are all going to set goals, challenge ourselves, these accountability groups. You guys are going to get like lit up like fire and we're going to go for it. It's my birthday month. That's why we're doing it. So I'm coming up with an ultra fun month that is, we're not going to learn any new material. So nobody has to worry. It's going to be like, oh my God, more new material. It's like, no, you know what we're going to do? Reinforce everything. We're going to have challenges. It's going to be a wahoo month of like, we're going to do this. And I'm super excited. Anyway, the other thing is the 3-day sold out. So if you were going to do the 3-day, it is now completely sold out. You can email support at pnptribe.com. You can get on the wait list. So if anybody for some reason has a cancellation, you'll be able to, you'll be first up offered their spot if you want it. But it sold out pretty fast. And I'm looking forward to that too, because anytime that I have to like I am like studying and it's going to have like some like new stuff because it's stuff that I can do in a small group. It always just helps me teach the whole tribe even better. It's like the more this brain's taking in stuff, the better you guys will do because y'all benefit from it. All right. Y'all have a good weekend. I will see you on Sunday for coaching. Bye y'all.